from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another wave of airstrikes pounded the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta Saturday, killing at least 24 people and increasing the civilian death toll over the past week to more than 500, including more than 120 children. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and witnesses said Saturday the week-long bombing campaign by the Syrian government and Russia has been so relentless, the first responders have not had the chance to count bodies. President Trump weighed in on the situation yesterday.
I will say what Russia and what Iran and what Syria have done recently is a humanitarian disgrace. I will tell you that. We're there for one reason. We're there to get ISIS and get rid of ISIS and go home. We're not there for any other reason, and we've largely accomplished our goal.
There is no immediate comment from the Syrian government. The Turkish government called it extremely worrying. The U.S. will open an embassy in Jerusalem in May instead of by the end of next year, as previously announced. Turkey's foreign ministry said Saturday in a statement that this decision shows the U.S. administration's insistence on damaging the grounds for peace by trampling over international law, resolutions of the United Nations Security Council on Jerusalem. Vice President Mike Pence told the Israeli parliament last month the move would take place at the end of 2019. But the State Department said Friday the administration would open the embassy in May to coincide with Israel's 70th anniversary. President Donald Trump announced a U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December, angering Washington's Arab allies and Palestinians who want the eastern part of the old city as their capital. This is VOA News.